You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Welcome to the CU Insight Trendline podcast. Summer is officially here, and while the temperatures are rising, so are the conversations shaping the future of credit unions. In this episode, we'll explore why authenticity and trust are becoming even more critical in a digital environment. We'll discuss leadership and career growth, and examine some of the warning signs that may indicate member disengagement. We'll also spotlight a credit union that's making a difference through an innovative social impact project, and I'll chat with Christian Widholm to discuss how credit unions can better engage the invisible prime, an often overlooked segment that represents significant opportunity for credit union growth. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started.
I'm John Pettit, and these are my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled, Why Credit Unions Are Now Competing for Moments, Not Accounts, from Michigan Credit Union League's Patty Corkery. If you're scrolling through TikTok, asking ChatGPT for advice, or getting financial tips from social media, this article is a reminder that trust hasn't disappeared, it's just moved. Patty says that credit unions still have the authenticity and community focus people want, but they can't rely on reputation alone anymore. To reach younger consumers, they need to show up where trust is being built today. On phones, social feeds, and through creators people already follow. Credit unions don't need to change who they are. They need to change where and how they tell their story. Number two this week is Accidental CEO from acclaimed Federal Credit Union's Christy Smith. Christy's article is a reminder that leadership doesn't always follow a carefully planned path. She started at a credit union because she wanted her Saturdays back for her son's t-ball games and had no idea what a credit union even was. Years later, she became CEO, not because she chased the title, but because she fell in love with the mission. Christy's message is simple. You don't have to feel qualified for every opportunity that comes your way. Sometimes purpose shows up where you least expect it, and a genuine love for people can take you further than any career plan ever could.
Thanks, John. My name is Alyssa Horwitz, and I'm highlighting our recent CU Spotlight featuring Members Cooperative Credit Union and Project Horizon. Project Horizon was built on the foundation of Members Cooperative Credit Union's mission. What makes this initiative stand out is its long-term commitment focused on advancing mental well-being throughout their communities. Through a $1 million investment in mental well-being, Members Cooperative Credit Union is creating lasting impact by expanding access to care, supporting behavioral health education, and bringing people together through partnerships, community events, and outreach efforts. Here is Simone Suri, SVP, Chief Administrative Officer, and General Counsel at Members Cooperative Credit Union, to share more.
Members Cooperative Credit Union embarked on a journey to identify how it would take action to live out its mission to make our communities stronger, our employees happier, and our world better. We've always known that the credit union philosophy of people helping people and our own people-centric approach to banking is valued by our members and employees. To bring greater impact to our communities and to support financial health and with courage and a long-term commitment, this spring we introduced our very own Project Horizon, a social impact commitment to mental well-being with a focus on human connection, mental health, and the correlation between mental and financial well-being. You're going to see us take action through partnerships, volunteer work, awareness campaigns, and more. Already, you can find us at mental well-being events in our communities and bringing resources to a free local walk-in clinic.
Thank you for sharing that spotlight, Alyssa. What a great program and initiative from our friends at Members Cooperative Credit Union, based in Cloquet, Minnesota. And now, let's hear from two of our CU Insight collaborators. We thank them and our other CU Insight collaborators for their support of the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver. DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DOD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, our nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy.
At the top of the episode, I mentioned I had the opportunity to speak with Christian Widholm, who is the CEO of Bloom Credit. We talked about the invisible prime and how credit unions can help members that are in that demographic. Here's my conversation with Christian. Christian, great to speak with you. You've been talking about the invisible prime when we've connected a few times. Can you explain to me what the invisible prime is and what the opportunity for credit unions is within this demographic?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting topic. The reason is because there are very many people in the United States that can be considered invisible prime, which ultimately means that they don't have a credit score, but they potentially or will be reliable borrowers. So there's about 26 million U.S. adults in the United States that are considered what we call credit invisible. And there's about another 19 billion that are considered unscorable due to either thin file or stale file. We live in a weird world of credit where people that pay either in cash or in debit or check, they ultimately get penalized from a credit score perspective because they're not taking out debt. And so sometimes these are people that are early on in their borrowing years, could be, you know, folks new to credit, just entering the workforce. It could be immigrants who are new to this country and have very limited credit history in this country. It also could be people that actually have just dormant files that had one or two trade lines, but paid them off and haven't actually really taken out new debt yet. It's a significant amount of the population where these are folks that ultimately can be prime, but they're not because they're sort of blinded or invisible to the system. So really interesting thing, though, is that as many as about a third of U.S. adults are actually misclassified as subprime or near prime, which is, again, a huge number if you're thinking about when someone's approaching a credit union to start a banking relationship and to potentially get a loan, and the credit union is looking at them based upon just what their credit history is. There's a whole lot of other details that ultimately can be gleaned from things like their checking account, the way that they actually pay their monthly bills, like their rent or their cell phone or utility bills, you know, gas, power, electric. We've seen, I think, on average, Bloom, just ourselves, with some of our products that actually help people build credit history through their checking accounts. Our product is called Bloom Plus. It's being used by credit unions throughout the country. We've seen folks that actually have had no credit score immediately get a 657 for the first time that they've ever been able to get a credit score, coming from zero, from credit score of zero, credit invisible, to a 657, which is incredible. And it's a way for the credit unions to ultimately engage this next generation of member and also basically drive relevancy for the credit unions within a world that normally is rejecting these people from a credit perspective because you're just not getting credit for these payments, you know, and you're being responsible paying them in cash, paying them a check, paying them a debit. So very big opportunity for credit unions to really more engage this demographic and ultimately cultivate a relationship that's going to result in a positive one, both for them and the member. So that's what we're talking about. And it's a really exciting opportunity for credit unions to lead the way on.
That's great. And every time I talk with you and you share more on this, I learn more about it and, you know, the opportunities there to really help people become a part of the system in ways that wasn't available to them before. So I know we will get your website noted here after this interview completes, but is there any place else that people can go to get additional information on what the solution is that you're talking about?
Yeah, just coincidentally on this topic, Invisible Prime, I'm later moderating today, today's Thursday, June 25th, a webinar with executives from Suncoast, VantageScore, and the Financial Health Network to really talk about and dig into this topic of Invisible Prime and how credit unions can take advantage of it. So if you'd like to either join live or watch a recorded version, go ahead and visit our website and do that.
Sounds great. Good luck with that webinar, and thank you very much for joining me on the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Invisible Prime and Bloom Credit, you can visit bloomcredit.com or bloomcredit.io. Now let's hear from John Pettit for our number one trending article, and we will wrap it up from there.
My number one article trending on CU Insight this week is What Toyota Knows That Your Credit Union Doesn't, from Swaystack's Hadi Kelsa. What can credit unions learn from Toyota's famous Andon Chord? Quite a bit. Hadi argues that dormant accounts aren't a marketing problem. They're a quality control problem. Just like Toyota empowers workers to stop the line when they spot a defect, credit unions need systems that identify warning signs early, like no direct deposit, no card usage, or no digital banking activity. Catching a disengaged member in week three is far cheaper than trying to save or replace them 9 months later. Thanks for listening. That's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all who tuned in for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. If you liked what you've heard on this episode, please take a moment to like and share this podcast with a colleague. And be sure to visit the podcast section of CUinsight.com for more episodes from us, along with featured podcasts from other industry leaders. The team and I will be back next time with more trending updates to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Until then, we'll keep tracking the trend.